AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. At least 14 Americans are unaccounted for after the Hamas attacks in Israel. At least 27 Americans have died. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Americans who want out will get help.
We are all acutely aware of limited availability right now on commercial flights out of Israel and the demand signal by U.S. citizens who may want to depart. The president has asked his team to ensure that we are assisting U.S. citizens who do want to leave Israel and providing them with a safe means of doing that.
Gaza officials say the Israeli military bombarded a residential building in a densely populated refugee camp in northern Gaza, killing at least 45 people. Israel may be getting ready for a ground offensive there. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says,
"We're working urgently to get Israel what it needs to defend itself, including munitions and Iron Dome interceptors.
But the U.S. says there are no plans to send troops to Israel. No agreement yet from Republicans on the next Speaker of the House. Louisiana Steve Scalise wants the job, and negotiations continue.
I'm not cutting any deals. I want to meet in front of all of our members, answer every question, and just continue to work through to unite and bring our conference together and address issues as they come up. And obviously issues have come up over the last week."
A suspect is under arrest in Minnesota. Five drug task force officers were shot and wounded while serving a search warrant. Their injuries are not considered life-threatening. The acting Social Security Commissioner says a 3.2% increase in benefits next year will help millions of people keep up with expenses. The increase is far less than this year's historic boost and reflects moderating consumer prices. Consumer prices rose slightly from August to September, below the previous pace, a sign inflation is slowly easing. Stocks are lower at the close. This is AP News. Russia's president is in Kyrgyzstan for a rare foreign trip.
President Vladimir Putin stood on a podium alongside his Kyrgyz counterpart, President Sadir Japarov, as a military band welcomed the Russian leader. It's the first time this year that Putin has traveled outside of Russia and Russian-held territories of Ukraine. Putin was indicted earlier this year by the International Criminal Court for war crimes in Ukraine. He came to attend the Commonwealth of Independent States Summit, which Kyrgyzstan is hosting. Leaders of Azerbaijan, Belarus, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan will also attend the summit. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Danish wind energy company Ørsted has put up a $100 million guarantee that it will build New Jersey's first offshore wind farm. But it will lose that money if the project is not operating by December of 2025, a year after a state deadline. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.